Hey, mamas, it's Faith. I am so excited to be doing these mini episodes where each of us moms are coming and we're sharing what God is teaching us through our vocation of motherhood. Friend, if you haven't listened to Lindsay or Deb's episode, please go back and listen. They are just filled with just such needed reminders for honestly any season of motherhood that you're navigating through. They are so, so good. So please go back and listen if you have not yet. But for those that may need a refresher, I am Faith and my season of motherhood is toddlers. And yes, almost kindergarten. Can I freak out a little with you? I mean, kindergarten. Like, I'm not prepared at all for this. It has snuck up and I am enjoying it, but also, where did the time go? Where did it go? And as I look to this season of transition, as my oldest goes to school, yet I'm still in the thick of toddlerhood and the discipline and the snacks, and I'm sure the snacks never end. Even when they're in college, I'm sure a bunch of you can attest to that. But something that God has just continued to lay on my heart is community. I think back to when I left the hospital for the first time. As we were walking out with our daughter, my husband leaned over and he whispered, "They're just going to let us walk out of here. We have to keep her alive, Faith." As I giggled with him, we both were sober-minded in realizing that there really isn't a manual for raising your kids. We spent much of that first year joking about how we were going to write a book called Is This Normal? Where all it would just be bullet points of questions, and the answer would be exactly the same. Yep, it's normal, right? Does they're supposed to be black in my baby's poop? Yep, it's normal. Are they supposed to scream their head off, you know, to eat? Yep, it's normal. Are they going to be defiant and push every little button? Yep, that's normal. I'm sure you can think of many questions that you have had over the years where you have that question and you ask someone, another mother, right? And she gives you that smile and goes, yep, it's normal. And now maybe you aren't in my same season. Maybe you're in the thick of graduation prep, right? It's high school season, college season. Maybe you have kids that are transitioning from being the big kids of elementary and soon are going to be the fresh faces of middle school. Or quite possibly you're waiting to see the many schedules of all the sports camps and the activities that this summer is going to bring. Whatever this season, God calls us to not go through it alone, yet to be in community with one another. Right? We read in Genesis 2:18, "Then the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him." Right there, after days of God saying, this is good, he says that being alone isn't good. Instead, God gave us helpers for each season of motherhood. God gave us people to walk alongside us. He gave us people to go before us and share wisdom. And he gave us people to come after us so that we may help them too. I often hear of the phrase, motherhood is hard. I'm sure you're like me and you're nodding your head going, yep, it sure is. Maybe it's the heart of potty training. Maybe it's the heart of technology, social media, teenage drama. Maybe it's the heart of your children making choices for their own families that you don't agree with. All of those situations are hard and all of them are valid. Can I just remind you, Mama, that just because someone else may be glowing through their motherhood, that doesn't mean you are failing. Mama, maybe motherhood is meant to be hard. I mean, we are raising the future Christians of tomorrow. That is no small task. Yet if it was easy, would we call on one another? Maybe in the hard moments, it's God's reminder that he gave us a community. Yet are we brave enough to ask for that help? I remember when we had our first daughter, I felt that if I asked for help, I'd somehow be admitting to everyone around me that I wasn't cut out to be a mom, that somehow I failed. Oh, if I could just hug my younger self, I would. Like, just give her a big squeeze, right? Because you see, God has shown me that asking for help, I'm giving other permission to do the same, right? So mama, call on a friend to help with supper. Call a woman at your church to ask for advice on this season of your life. Reach out to your village and just ask that need that's laying on your heart. But also it can go both ways, right? We can reach out to someone who we may see struggling or in a new season of life and offer our support. Now, before we end our time together, I'd like to talk about the elephant in the room, right? The one question everyone seems to have when we talk about creating a village and we talk about creating and using our community. Faith, what if I don't have a village? Yeah. First, I just want to honor that that stinks, right? That's hard. And while this might be a touch harder to start, instead of just leaning on what's already created, it is possible. I'd just love to leave you with a few things that I've learned when I created my community. First, I want you to create a web of your different areas of life. So maybe this is church, work, family, neighbors. And as you create that web, I want you to break off and I want you to think of one safe person, right? A safe person is someone who is not going to judge you. A safe person is not someone who is going to gaslight you, ridicule you, lead you away from Christ. A safe person is someone that you can be honest and vulnerable with. And once you've written them down, I want you to reach out. Friend, I am telling you, I have had a few conversations where I have sat and looked right at someone and said, will you be part of my village? Can I call on you? When I am freaking out about having two under two, can you be that text message? When both my husband and I are stressed with work, it's the end of the school year, and I need someone to watch my kids, can I call on you? Friend, when sometimes when we are direct like that, people appreciate it, right? And so many times when I have said that, I have people come back, go, absolutely, absolutely call on me. And so maybe you invite them over for a play date. Maybe you decide that we're just going to sit by each other at church and we're going to help each other, right? That is me and another mom. We sit exactly, she's in front, I'm behind, and we pull on each other if we need. Prime example, my kid needed a purple crayon this last Sunday. Well, I can lean across and my girl can grab a purple crayon from her son. Right? That is community, right? Maybe you need to work together to carpool. There's so many activities. Can you call on another mom? Personally, I just asked a mom in an older season of life if her and her husband would be mentor parents for us. Help us be a reference for when we're struggling with behaviors or technology that may come up to them for advice. We see how they parent and how their children act in society today, and both Preston and I go, we want that for our children. So we had a choice to make. We could just keep winging it, or we could ask for guidance. Personally, I want to go with the guidance. I want to be able to call someone and ask their advice or their prayers. It's humbling, but to us, that is worth it. Mama, I think you'll be like me and be pleasantly surprised when you say that I'm looking for more friends. Want to be mine? That other moms are looking for the same thing. They're looking for the text thread of encouragement. They're looking for the other mom who has the messy house but still has the play date. As followers of Jesus, we can be that light. We can create what we need with the help of the Holy Spirit and be a ministry to other moms. I want to leave you with a verse from Hebrews 12. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Mama, let's stir one another up. Let's encourage. Let's support. Let's offer a helping hand and in turn ask for a helping hand. Let's show society what community and the fellowship of Christ looks like.
Mama, I would love to hear how you engage in community. Do you do a Costco picnic with another mom and her kids after buying groceries? Do you reflect on your week with a weekly Bible study? Mama, go into our Facebook community of Seasoned Mamas. Go on to Instagram and share with me. I would love to know because, one, you might stir in me of, that's a great idea. You might also stir in another mom. Ooh, I never thought of that. I would love to hear. Talk to you soon.